How much is enough? These days, I wake up to the sounds of several cars driving by my current home as people leave for work in the morning. I usually fall back asleep for a short while and have another dream or two. It's surreal because only 15 to 20 minutes have passed, but it feels like hours of rolling around in partial wakefulness. As my mind returns to this waking dream life, I consider where I want to go to sit with a coffee and read, research, distract myself, or do some writing or editing. I'll also notice some attractive faces and interesting people around me. We humans come in a variety of shapes, sizes, and sounds. I'll see everything from a young mother, frustrated and attempting to sneak a snack while tending to an infant, to an elderly man, limping heavily and favoring an old injury. He doesn't appear to be in pain, but his movements are startling nonetheless. I'm curious about his life story. How many times has he fallen in love? Has he ever carried a weapon in war? Did he know his father? That takes up the morning and may extend into the mid-afternoon. When I start writing a new article, I usually lose track of time. However, I wrote this one around midnight when the inspiration struck. Then it's usually off to the woods or somewhere with nature and trails for a hike. I listen to a podcast or an audiobook while wandering. Then return home. After some food, there may be a movie to watch. If I have voiceover work to do, that will get some attention. I may even edit a few more articles depending on my mood. A YouTube interview of interest could be crossed off the list. Otherwise, a bit of reading and thinking, and that is enough. I realize I could be more productive. I could be more structured with my time and set aside an hour for language study, as I am constantly thinking about it. I could try martial arts again. I could join a local theater company and do some additional acting or stage crew work. There have been times in my life when days were extremely long and I was completely exhausted from work. That was something I enjoyed for a while. But my life inevitably returns to this default structure, covering the essentials, and I believe that right now, that is enough. Solvitur ambulando.